BBC News with Marion Marshall. The director of the FBI, James Comey, says the bureau has identified the masked Islamic State militant who carried out the recent beheadings of two US journalists and a British aid worker. Mr. Comey said the killer was identified with the help of international partners. Aline McGool reports from Washington.
The FBI director, James Comey, didn't reveal his name or nationality, but said the man videotaped apparently murdering British and American hostages has now been identified. Officials in the UK have recently said the man appeared to be British. The same militant has now appeared in several tapes released by the extremist group ISIS. In the most chilling, he stands beside hostages, the British aid worker David Haynes, the American journalist James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, before taking a knife to their throats.
The United States has said it's too early to say if the coalition it's leading is winning the fight against Islamic State militants. The Defense Department said that even after the hits the Islamists had taken, they had access to finance, weapons and volunteers. The airstrikes against the militants have continued in both Syria and Iraq, with planes targeting vehicles, checkpoints and command posts. Yolande Nel has been speaking to Syrian Kurds on the Turkish border.
The YPG, the Kurdish militia that operates in that area, says it has been reinforced by Kurds from Turkey coming in as well, and says it's managed to halt the IS advance. So that does give a lot of encouragement to Iraqi Kurds that you speak to. And now they're very keen to have more military help from the Americans, from the British. This air power is helping them on the ground, but realistically you see a kind of holding pattern here. They haven't managed to win back really big strategic gains from IS at this stage.
The Iranian president Hassan Rouhani has alleged that strategic blunders by Western countries in the Middle East have turned it into a haven for terrorists. Mr. Rouhani told world leaders at the UN General Assembly that certain states and intelligence agencies had, he said, put blades in the hands of madmen who now spared no one. Scientists say at least 500 million computers could be at risk from a newly discovered bug, which could make them vulnerable to remote cyber attacks. The flaw, which has been dubbed shell shock, has been found in software in popular operating systems, such as Linux and Apple's Mac operating system. Professor Alan Woodward is a security researcher from the University of Surrey.
It's been included for the past 25 years in all sorts of systems that run on Linux, and indeed all sorts of embedded systems that people probably don't realise are running bits of software like their Wi-Fi routers, online disk drives, things like that. The upshot of it is it allows people to potentially run their own code or bits of programming remotely on your computer.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Suspected militants from the Boko Haram group have attacked the town of Shafa in northeastern Nigeria, killing at least 18 people. Eyewitnesses said the assault began late on Wednesday and continued until Thursday morning. The Islamists are also said to have destroyed a number of churches and Christian homes in the town and attacked a nearby village. President Obama says West Africa faces a humanitarian catastrophe unless the world moves more quickly to stop the Ebola outbreak. Mr. Obama said nations needed to commit more air transport, care workers and medical equipment.
How fast we can arrest the spread of this disease is within our control, and if we move fast, even if imperfectly, then that could mean the difference between 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 deaths versus hundreds of thousands or even a million deaths.
The police chief of Ferguson in the U.S. state of Missouri has apologized to the family of Michael Brown, the unarmed black teenager who was shot dead by a police officer in the city last month, a killing which sparked days of violent street clashes. In a video statement, Chief Thomas Jackson said he regretted the fact that officers had allowed Mr. Brown's body to lie in the street for 4 hours after he was shot. The authorities in the United States have granted permission to 6 television and movie companies to use drones to shoot film scenes. The Federal Aviation Administration loosened previously tight restrictions on the commercial use of unmanned aircraft and would allow the 6 firms to fly drones, providing they don't compromise air safety. Moscow has sent a female cosmonaut into space for the first time in 17 years. Yelena Serova is only the 4th Russian or Soviet woman in space. She and 2 male colleagues blasted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan to take over at the International Space Station. BBC News.